by 9th at the Trainer Community Center in Trainer. Registration is free for Farm Bureau members and $55 for non-members. To register, contact the West Pottawatomie County Farm Bureau.
KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Let's take a look at high school sports last night in girls high school softball action. A lot of doubleheaders in the Hawkeye 10 Conference yesterday. Atlantic took advantage of the chance to play two. They won two. They beat Creston by a 4-0 score in game one and a 10-0 final in game two. Shenandoah swept a pair from Kemper Catholic 4-0 and 14-10. St. Albert edged Clarinda 8-7 in the first game of a doubleheader. Clarinda took the second game 9-2. Harlan beat Red Oak 6-2 in the opener of a double dip, while Red Oak grabbed the second game 10-7. Denison won a pair of games from Glenwood 13-7 and 11-2. Also, Kemper Catholic was a winner over St. Albert by a final of 13-1. In Western Iowa Conference Tournament play, they finished the girls softball Western Iowa Conference Tournament up yesterday. In the semifinal round, it was IKM Manning beating Riverside 11-1. Logan Magnolia beat Trainer 13-2. In the championship, Logan Magnolia, the winners, 7-5 over IKM Manning. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva beat Cam 11-7. Glidden-Ralston over Woodbine 10-0. West Harrison beat Coon Rapids Bayard 6-4. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Lennox beat Bedford 6-0. In boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan sweeping a pair from Red Oak 22-3 and 7-2 were the game scores. Denison took two from Glenwood 8-0 and 6-5. St. Albert over Clarinda 4-0 and Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah 9-0. In Western Iowa Conference action, IKM Manning a 9-4 winner over South Central Calhoun. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Woodbine beat Glidden-Ralston 9-1. Coon Rapids Bayard over Southeast Valley 11-1. Corner Conference play saw Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 23-1. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Southwest Valley over East Union 7-1, and Lennox beat Bedford 13-9 in boys baseball. Well, freshman Kevin Abel threw a two-hitter, and Oregon State closed out its third national championship by shutting out Arkansas 5-0 in the deciding third game of the College World Series. Abel retired the last 20 Arkansas batters, catching Luke Bonfield looking at strike three on a 3-2 pitch to end the game. He became the first hurler to win four games in a single College World Series. Adley Rutschman set a College World Series record with 17 hits, going 3-for-4 with two RBIs in that clincher last night in Omaha. In Major League Baseball action yesterday from the National League, the Cubs completed an 11-5 rout of the Dodgers. Anthony Rizzo's three-run double and Addison Russell's two-run homer highlighted Chicago's seven-run seventh inning. The Cubs tore up the Los Angeles bullpen after Clayton Kershaw held them to a run and four hits over five innings. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona beat Miami 4-0, Colorado over San Francisco 9-8, Philadelphia beat Washington 4-3, Milwaukee over Cincinnati 6-4. Cardinals were off last night. They open up a series against the Braves starting this evening. In the American League, Max Kepler drew a bases-loaded walk in the 13th inning to give the Twins a 2-1 win against the White Sox. Logan Morrison began a two-out rally with a double and scored the winning run. Logan Morrison homered, and Jake Odorizzi worked six scoreless frames in his best start in over a month, helping the Twins to the victory. Elsewhere in the AL, Oakland beat Detroit 4-2, Seattle 4-2 in 10 innings over Baltimore. Houston edging Tampa Bay 1-0, Boston beat the LA Angels 4-2. The Royals had the night off. Also in baseball news, Shohei Ohtani's elbow injury has healed enough that the Angels' two-way star can begin a hitting program. General manager Billy Epler said Thursday that Ohtani underwent an MRI in Los Angeles that showed improvement to his ligament, clearing him to take batting practice in private. Ohtani was placed on the disabled list with a UCL sprain on June 8th. He'll be reevaluated by doctors in 3 weeks. If Ohtani responds well to batting practice on Thursday and Friday, Epler said he could face live pitching this weekend. Ohtani has not yet been cleared to pitch. Yu Darvish won't be rejoining the Cubs rotation this weekend after sustaining a setback during a bullpen session on Thursday. Manager Joe Maddon says the Japanese right-hander felt pain in his right arm. Darvish will return to Chicago to be evaluated and won't pitch Saturday as scheduled. He'll be replaced by Tyler Chatwood, who came off the paternity list. Astros shortstop Carlos Correa is heading to the 10-day disabled list because of a stiff back. Correa sat out games on Tuesday and Wednesday and wasn't in the lineup Thursday night at Tampa Bay. The 23-year-old star, Correa, is hitting .268 with 13 homers and 49 RBIs in 73 games and recently had a streak of 70 errorless games. Chris Bosio says he was fired as the Detroit Tigers pitching coach for using the word monkey, but insists he didn't say it in a racial or demeaning context. Bosio told USA Today that he used the word while talking about pitcher Daniel Stumpf, who's white. Bosio said Stumpf is nicknamed Spider Monkey because of the faces he makes while lifting weights. Bosio told USA Today that he was crushed about his firing and says he plans to hire a lawyer while determining whether to sue for wrongful termination. Well, the sixth annual Trojan basketball camp for boys entering fourth through eighth grades will be held July 16th through the 19th at the Atlantic High School. That camp will run from noon to 2 each day. Campers will focus on individual skills, team play, and development of a winning mentality. Camp fee is $45. That includes a camp T-shirt. Orders are due by July 6th to get a shirt. And you can turn in registrations at the high school office, and walk-ups on the first day of camp will be accepted. Checks need to be made payable to Trojan Basketball. Again, that Trojan basketball camp coming up July 16th through the 19th. Drake basketball coach Darian DeVries says a rotation for the Bulldogs will not develop until preseason practice. DeVries inherited only five players on the roster when he was named as the new head coach.
It's just a lot of new guys, so we're still working through that process, and we've added eight new guys since we started here back in April. So, we'll give it the rest of the summer and go into the fall and pretty much have an open competition as we get into practices and see where kind of everything shakes out.
DeVries added eight new players to the roster and says one of the goals was to balance out the classes. Northern Iowa sophomore basketball player Taiwan Pickford will miss most of the summer workouts after suffering a dislocated ankle. Panther coach Ben Jacobson says the injury occurred in May.
And we got lucky that did not have to have surgery, and he's already been able to start his rehab. So he could even get back, later July possibly. And we had thought that it may be a 3 to 4 month deal.
Pickford started all 32 games last season and shattered UNI's freshman rebounding record. Jacobson says they were initially concerned the injury would require surgery and he'd be sidelined up to 4 months. Missouri Valley Conference Commissioner Doug Elgin says he was sickened by news that the Hy-Vee Classic was ending. University of Iowa officials announced 2 weeks ago they were withdrawing from the event due to increased mandatory games from the Big Ten Conference. The one-day event featured Iowa and Iowa State playing games against UNI and Drake.
I'd heard rumors when I was out there this year for the event that it was likely to happen, and I think it just speaks poorly to the way in which programs make decisions to end rivalries that make sense. I think it's the losers in this are the citizens of Iowa.
Elgin says Iowa was one of the few states that promoted competition between Division I programs.
Iowa seemed different in the way they handled that event and the ability of Division I programs to play on a neutral court. Now they're like the other states, most of the other states, that really don't have any intrastate rivalries that are played between Power 5 schools and the rest of Division I.
UNI coach Ben Jacobson said he was sorry to see it come to an end. Drake coach Darian DeVries said the Bulldogs still hope to be able to schedule the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones in the future. Well, Colombia is moving on in the World Cup. Senegal is out, the first team to get eliminated on a new tiebreaker that punishes squads each time their players pick up yellow or red cards. Yerry Mina scored on a header in the 74th minute to give Colombia a 1-0 win over the Senegalese and vault the South Americans from going home to winning the group. Japan beat out Senegal for the second spot despite its 1-0 loss to Poland because it accumulated 4 yellow cards. Senegal had 6. It's the first time since 1982 that no African team has qualified for the knockout stage. Belgium reached the last 16 as group winners with a 1-0 win over England. Belgium faces Group H winner Japan on Monday, and a win there would mean a quarterfinal against Brazil or Mexico. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.